In the lunchtime edition, government announces a payout of more than $7 million to hurricane-affected fisher folk and promises a breakwater to provide future shelter will be completed by mid-year. Hundreds of primary school students marched through Bridgetown in protest against violence as the crime prevention minister pledges more efforts to address the root causes of violent crime. A 27-year-old St. George man, Barbados's latest road fatality. The Barbados Childhood Obesity Program calls for a ban on the importation of unhealthy snacks, and almost all USAID staff, including those in Barbados, likely to lose their jobs. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Government says it has paid out more than $7 million in financial assistance to boat owners and crews whose vessels were damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Beryl, and promises that a new breakwater to provide shelter during future storms will be completed by mid-year. Minister of the Environment and National Beautification Adrian Ford also told the House of Assembly that boat agents and fish vendors received thousands of dollars in assistance from the Red Cross and World Food Program. He made the disclosures as he led off debate on the Sustainable Fisheries Management and Development Bill. Mr. Ford says the assistance formed part of a determined effort by government to rescue and rebuild the hurricane-affected fishing industry.
Government set up their benevolent fund. Boat owners, $2,000 a month for 3 months at first. We extended to another 3 months, which is 6 months now. The captains and crews, same thing. So far, we have spent, in terms of our business interruption benefit, four boat owners, four captains, four crew, and for the one-off payment for vendors, $5,496,000. We also decided to help with the repairs of the boat, and to date, we have spent $1,960,854.81. Given a grand total, $7,456,854.81.
He spoke of the assistance provided by other agencies.
The Barbados Red Cross Society reached out as well, and they told the vendors, we are going to help you. They have decided to assist over 130 fish vendors, man, with a payment over a 3 month period of $1,800. That's $600 a month for 3 months. Fish vendors, a grand total of $280,284.39. The World Food Program, boat agents who did not receive financial assistance from the Barbados Red Cross Society receive $4,500. And the fish vendors receive a one-off payment, those who did not receive from the Barbados Red Cross, of $1,800 via Western Union.
Mr. Ford also told the House of Assembly a new breakwater will be completed by June or July. This is the Lunchtime Edition. The 27-year-old Ramon Power is Barbados's latest road fatality. Starcom Network News visited relatives at Grove St. George this morning, a short distance away from where the accident occurred. Close family and friends were gathered, and his father, Michael Power, told our Philip Amy it was an ordeal he never expected.
I turned up at the scene and found the police saw his truck, which he was working on for the last 2.5 years. When it came in around 9 o'clock, I asked if Ramon was home yet, and his mom said to me that he had come in and gone back out, and I thought it strange. But when I got this call this morning, that ended all the guesswork of my assumption. I'm only a man because I got the title man, but Ramon, I don't have a Ramon in my life anymore. A part of me is gone. It is something that I would never ever have expected to experience, but I can only take it as God knows best. But he was a child very intelligent child, very brilliant, very energetic.
The collision occurred around 2:30 a.m. along Paradise Road, St. George, and involved a double cab motor van. Hundreds of primary school students marched through the streets of Bridgetown this morning to protest against violence. The Saving Our Sons Anti-Violence Walk was organized by the Police Community Post in New Orleans, and the principals of participating schools, St. Ambrose Primary, St. Mary's Primary, Westbury, and Wesley Hall. The National Peace Program also partnered in the initiative. Sergeant Wesley Week says the march aims to tackle violence and promote conflict resolution among young people.
In relation to the violence that we're having in relation to our sons, our men, and we are trying to find a way to show them how to solve conflict in our community. These four schools are within our catchment area. We are attached to Central Police Station, and these four schools that we deal with on a regular basis. So we go and teach our community policing, which we do things like road safety and conflict resolution and bullying. Those are the things we try to teach the kids on a regular basis. This is absolutely important. I see it as a driving force for what we in the Barbados Police Service are trying to do. Teach them how to present love among each other.
Sergeant Wesley Weeks of the Police Community Post in New Orleans and Bridgetown, Minister responsible for crime prevention, Corey Lane, says focus must be on addressing the root cause of violence, and the march signals the start of similar initiatives targeting schools. Almost all staff of the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, including those in Barbados, now seem likely to lose their jobs. It's being reported that America's foreign aid agency could soon see its staff slash from about 10,000 to fewer than 300 globally as the Trump administration makes major cuts to government spending. All but a handful of essential staff are already set to be placed on administrative leave at midnight tonight, including thousands based abroad like those here in Barbados. Our top stories. Government announces a payout of more than $7 million to hurricane-affected Fisher folk. Hundreds of primary school students marched through Bridgetown in a protest against violence as the crime prevention minister pledges more efforts to address the root causes of violent crime. You'll hear more from the minister in subsequent newscasts. A 27-year-old St. George man is Barbados' latest road fatality. And the Barbados Childhood Obesity Program calls for a ban on the importation of unhealthy snacks, also coming up in future newscasts. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.